Hello there and welcome to Andy's 3D Thoughts. It's Monday the 30th of May and it's a special one today. This is the 300th 3D Thoughts. Yes, back in July 26, 2010, we did the first ever one. If you want to listen to that, you can see a link to it below to just reminisce. But actually, it's also quite an interesting time to just spend a bit of time thinking about and demonstrating we are in a dramatically and demonstrably different world. Back then, Siri didn't exist. The News of the World did. Steve Jobs was still with us, so was Osama bin Laden. The iPad had just been launched, and George Osborne, remember him, had just announced a rise in VAT to 20%. And actually, interesting one, Google announced plans for a thing called a driverless car. Whatever happened to that? But also in our day-to-day, we've seen quite a few things disappear. British Home Stores, Comet, Habitat, Blockbuster, Jaeger, and importantly, Oddbins. And also yesterday, we also lost, I think, a real 3D thinker. John Noakes was a real hero of mine as a boy. And he pushed boundaries and encouraged us to do it too. My mum wasn't particularly pleased at my attempt to climb on our roof after his exploits up Nelson's Column. Anyway, to this week's 3D Thoughts. And idea one is to do something about this. A new study has actually revealed a disconnect between what employers really want and what their employees really think. And a report suggests that over half of UK workers say that they prefer to be thanked by their managers as and when they do good work, rather than at a single annual event for recognition, such as work anniversaries, performance reviews or company events. And what people are actually saying here is 84% of workers think managers and leaders should spot good work and give praise and thanks whenever it happens. And the majority, 80%, think this should happen on a continuous all-around basis. So go on, spot people doing things well in your team, and don't do it straight after this because they'll know you've been listening. But do it, find people doing things well, don't wait for the annual appraisal. Idea two, we talked a couple of weeks ago about corporate communications and how we engage with our customers and with our people, and how it shapes the culture. Interesting email from BA CEO Alex Cruz over the weekend to his team in the problems that they were having. And I'm not sure it conveys a really positive, supportive message. Guys, either you're a part of the team working to fix this or you aren't. We are not in the mood of debriefing on what happened, but rather let's fix this mode. I've been answering some emails from colleagues, thank you for the support, and I just finished a video for media and another one for all of us. I suppose you will have seen our Twitter account and BA.com. Now, your interest in today's events is well noted. I'm wondering if you would like to help out. Either London Heathrow or Gatwick or any one of our stations could use you now. If you indeed can, drop me a message and I'll connect you or go straight to the airport and make yourself available. I'm sure they'll appreciate your involvement. In the meantime, if you don't want to get involved or you cannot get involved, I would kindly ask you to refrain from live commentary. It is a message of support to the thousands of colleagues that love BA as much as you do. Thanks. Not quite sure that he's hit the nail there in terms of getting the we're on this together, and maybe not quite as patronising as he could be there. So why not just a very simple email? First of all, thanks to all of you for putting in the effort. Really appreciate it. If anyone can help on this tricky time, it'd be great if you could actually get in touch and connect you to the right people, or just turn up. I know this is a tough time. I'm really grateful for any of you on social media to show your support for your colleagues who are doing all they can to get things sorted. We will get through this, I promise. Thanks again for your support. Might not be word for word, but I just can't help thinking that maybe he's not hit the nail on the head there, and certainly the customers and shareholders and maybe employees don't think so either. And finally, we've been spending a bit of time looking backwards, so let's look forwards. And an innovative product. A weatherproof and vandal-proof screen that actually, on your gravestone, 40-inch interactive screen that actually allows people to have videos, pictures, whatever you do, it clicks on as you stand in front of it in a few seconds. You can load it with whatever you want. It's the first digital tombstone. Cost you $3,000, you can get it in Slovakia. And rather than 3D, I think we're in 4D. Demonstrably different when you're dead. Have a great week now. Bye.